Garvin grew up in the Creggan area of Derry in a Catholic family of six children. He worked for Royal Mail at the height of the Troubles. Here he remembers the frightening day when he was held up in his van and robbed at gunpoint.
I had done three or four romances, and then I was asked to go to a place called Gaia, which was predominantly nationalist Republican. And like any other normal day, I pulled my van up outside the post office, I had my window down, and a guy walked past me with a hood up, and he just swung around with a gun and pointed it right at the window of the van. The remittances I had that day, £3,000, 1,000 of that was pound coins. It was a tongue whip. And the guy just put the gun to my head, handed over, he says, "You're kind of stunned, right? You're kind of, whoa, hold on a second, what's going on here?" And I had my knee, and he said to me, "I'm covered with a guy up there, if you move." And I remember looking up, and I seen a guy with a rifle. So obviously he had me covered. So I lifted the bag up, and he dragged it out, and he ran across the field. And I remember giggling, "Look at the shape of him trying to carry that bag." Reality caught on, and the sweat came out of my head. At the time, I wasn't shook by the experience, but it's a kick in afterwards that hits you. I'll never forget, that was a school holiday that day, and the kids were playing when he pulled his gun out. And I sat at home that night, and I broke down. But for me, the more, even more traumatic than what happened, you were taken to the police barracks right away. The police seen you as guilty, and you had to prove yourself innocent. Eventually, it was all obviously sorted out, and at that time we had a head postmaster, by the way. And the head postmaster, I'll never forget it, I walked in, he got up, he shook my hand, and he says, "Delighted to see you. You're alive."